Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. It's a Football Friday. Brian Kelly is the new head coach at LSU. So they were... He was making the rounds in Baton Rouge earlier this week. He did his press conference. He met with the team, met with administrators, did a lot of media. And he was marched out at halftime of the LSU basketball game on Wednesday night. And it seems like, Seth, that Brian Kelly is taking to coaching in the South very, very quickly, evidently. Because within the first 24 hours that he's been there, he had never been to LSU's campus until the plane landed in Baton Rouge. He had never been there before. So this is his first, I don't think it's his first trip to Louisiana, but it's his first trip to LSU. But he seems to be acclimating very, very quickly. This got a lot of run last night on the internet. This is Brian Kelly at halftime of the LSU basketball game addressing the crowd. Notice if he has all of a sudden picked up what appears to be a Southern accent.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, this is a great way to get started. And I haven't even won all my games yet. It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
Okay, what is that?
Okay, you know what's funny about this? Okay, he's trying to sound a little bit Southern there. And almost, I think he's trying to sound a little bit Louisiana. It's hard to tell because... I don't think he's doing an awful job of it, other than it's conspicuous that it's only certain words and that he's never spoken with a Southern accent
ever
before. I feel like, I know, Sean, but I'm not trying to just be contrarian here for the sake of being a contrarian. Oh. I wonder, as I laugh at this, because I laughed at it a lot last night, and I got to thinking about it, I wonder if there's something to this in just... Maybe this is something that a lot of coaches do, and it's their ability to start almost making a transition to where they know they're going to have to relate to recruits, family members, and everything. And they just kind of, like a natural, you know, good salesmen, good salespeople mimic the body gestures of the person they're talking to.
Of course.
Most of them do it without even being trained to do it, because you can tell when somebody's been trained to do it. It looks very awkward. I think it might be a little bit like that. Landry claims that he can't hear it, and I think that I'm curious about that, because I think if you're from this region, perhaps maybe it doesn't stick out as much as somebody that didn't grow up in this region, because their family started university.
Yeah,
those are the four words that he just added a little bit of something.
Little bit of flavor. Okay, so let's do this. Let's Zapruder this here. This is important work we're doing here.
Okay.
Linguistics.
It's
God's work. Give me just a let's replay just a little snippet, if you would, of Southern Brian Kelly here.
I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana.
Okay, now, as someone who's listened to hundreds of Brian Kelly press conferences, sounds like a phony Southern accent to me, but let's let the audio show the proof. Here's Brian Kelly at a similar environment, a pep rally before the USC game in 2013.
This is the game. USC, Notre Dame. And if you talk about each and every week how other teams get ready for Notre Dame, this is our game. This is our rivalry game against USC.
All right, Ben, quickly, back to Southern Brian Kelly, quickly.
I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana.
He's slowing down, too. I think he's slowing down.
Yeah, I don't know, though. Okay, now I haven't heard that first one. He does already. He's got kind of a natural twang to his voice.
He's got, you know, and his pace is very similar in a pep rally environment. It's that, you know?
Yeah. Boy, I don't know. Now, people, I saw last night somebody from Cincinnati say that when he first showed up at Cincinnati, he sounded like he was from
Boston. Yeah, he is.
Like, let's go hang out at Harvard Square type of Boston.
Yeah.
And then over time, he kind of made it more Midwestern.
Okay.
Which I guess to make it Midwestern's pretty neutral. I feel like if you can acquire a Midwestern accent, I feel like you should just stick with that accent no matter where you go, because people can't tell where you're from.
Yeah.
They just assume you're some good, wholesome fella.
It was funny, Seth, as this thing was making its rounds. And look, I'm in the moment, I'm still predisposed to hate Brian Kelly because he jilted us. He left our school. Yeah. So I'm still predisposed. So I admit that, and I understand that. So anything that's denigrating or poking fun at Brian Kelly on Twitter, I'm going to get behind. But there were a lot of people getting behind this yesterday. To the extent, now this was a little extreme, I thought. There were some people going, man, he looks like he's trying to sound like Dusty Rhodes. Ben, play Southern Brian Kelly one more time, and let's see if he's, and I think that was a little extreme, but let's see. Here's Southern Brian.
I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana.
Okay, and now here's Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes known all over the world. They don't need to look at my face, my clothes, to know who I am. We're talking about $500,000 a year, not $100 a week, you understand? That's what we're talking about. Ric Flair going around the country talking about how great he is. I just got a letter from a person named Owens out in Portland that's going to send me a kiss real shortly. That's how strong we are. And Owens, I know that you're listening right now, and I'm going to be banned for you, you understand? Because I'm looking for it.
I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana.
I don't know. Dusty Rhodes, probably a little extreme. Yeah. Little extreme, but
Dusty Rhodes from Austin, right?
Austin, Texas. Yep, Austin, Texas. Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know. Did we, Ben? Were you able to find that audio from Oscar on?
The Office.
Oscar, the character on The Office, when Michael Scott made him do role playing, and Oscar tried his Southern accent.
Dude. Yes. Can I take this plantation? We were running low on greenbacks, and we're having problems paying the people who give up the seeds. We can't pay it, Michael. I can't.
Oscar.
and then Michael Scott. I think Michael Scott gave him a Mio Mai or something after that. I do declare.
I remember that episode.
I was anticipating like Oscar from The Office when I saw the clip.
Yeah.
So when I actually saw Brian Kelly, I thought the more objectionable thing there was him talking about how he himself hadn't won all the
football my games. That's what there's I wrote no down. Week. I'm there's like, no, you jackass.
Yeah, there's. Yeah, there's no we with Brian Kelly. No. It's all about I.
And Brian Kelly be the one to tell you. My games yet.
Yeah, what is that? Yeah. I haven't won them. You never won all.
There's no I in team, but there is a me.
Yeah.
That's what Brian Kelly says.
My son texted me last night when he saw that. He said, bruh, Brian Kelly trying to talk in a Louisiana accent and being dead serious. I'm dead. And I haven't won all my games yet. All right, buddy. Yeah, exactly. Okay, buddy. It's the SEC, dude. You're not going to win all your games. Hey, do you think – I saw an article yesterday, and I could get behind an article that had this premise in it, Seth, but I thought, I don't know if America feels the same way as this article. There was an article in the Sporting News trying to make a case that people are now rooting for Notre Dame to make the playoffs so they can stick it to Brian Kelly, that Brian Kelly is now a bigger villain than even Notre Dame to people.
Yeah, I guess so. I It's weird. I see, Clint Sterner's been going off on this, and I largely agree with Clint. It does seem like there are a whole lot of people that say, look, this ship has sailed. This is how it's been. This is maybe a more extreme example of it. But I think there's almost a resignation amongst college football fans that this is just kind of the new normal. And I also do think, if I can wrap Rob Manfred into this to criticize him, I always take that opportunity.
Yeah.
Rob Manfred yesterday, when he was talking about how the owners don't want to allow players to get to free agency any earlier, he said that's one of the biggest negative reactions there is when a popular player leaves in free agency. So they don't want to accelerate that process anymore. I would agree with him partially and say, yeah, I get it that's part of the – people don't like that. But in the era of free agency, the one thing that everybody likes is the chance to improve their team immediately. So, like, I don't remember when the Astros signed Andy Pettit thinking, oh, those poor Yankees fans, oh, that's a shame. I wish they didn't have to say goodbye to Andy Pettit. I was pretty excited when they signed Andy Pettit. That was a free agency signing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that wasn't a trade. Likewise, I think that's what people look at now more than anything. I think a lot of college football fans just look at it as, all right, well, you know what? That's the new normal, and if my team is able to lure away a guy like Brian Kelly, then so be it. But people do also hate Notre Dame to begin with.
They do. I read the article, and I read it, and the writer made some good points in the article, but even I, the diehard Notre Dame fan, can concede that it might have made Brian Kelly more popular with people that he jilted Notre Dame. Like, I think you have two very hateable entities to a lot of people. When one leaves another, it's not cut and dry as to which one becomes the baby face in the whole thing.
You know what I don't like about all this, Sean?
What's that?
Tommy, what's his face there, the old quarterback that's the
Tommy
offensive
Reese.
Coordinator.
Yeah, Tommy Reese, the OC, you know, yeah.
Tommy Reese. Yeah. So we joked about this yesterday. He gave a nice speech where everybody was crushing Brian Kelly for the way he departed. Tommy Reese stuck on as offensive coordinator for Notre Dame, gave a speech to his team about this is where my heart is.
Yeah.
And missing from some of the reports I've seen is we saw that LSU was trying to lure Tommy Reese with a $400,000 pay raise.
Right.
I'm just wondering if Tommy Reese's heart happened to stay where he got a $400,000 pay raise that matched the one that was being offered by LSU.
No. Nope.
Or did he get, now if Tommy Reese decided to stick around without and turn down $400,000 as a 29-year-old guy, I'd be pretty damn impressed with that.
Yeah, I don't think you need to worry about having to be impressed. I listened to a couple podcasts yesterday. They took care of Tommy Reese. They went into petty cash and found a little slush fund and found money for Tommy Reese. They made it whole.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.